This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Paul Simon Public Policy Institute is hosting a one-day conference next Friday, March 10th, on the SIU Carbondale campus to examine the recent report from the Illinois School Funding Reform Commission. That's the group appointed by Governor Bruce Rauner last year to provide recommendations to the General Assembly on a topic that's been studied for numerous years. Our guests today are Jack Titchener, the interim director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, and the Institute's associate director, Delio Calzolari. Jack, what are you hoping to accomplish with the Illinois School Funding Fairness Conference?
Well, I've been following the issue for around 25 years or more while covering Springfield, but even I was surprised to find that Paul Simon was calling attention to problems caused by the state's over-reliance on property taxes to fund K-12 schools. When he was first elected to the General Assembly back in the 50s, he was writing in newspaper columns about that. 60 years later, per-pupil spending still varies wildly between the state's poorer and wealthier districts as a result of that. Some school districts have to rely on state help to meet the bare minimum that's recommended for school funding by the Education Funding Advisory Board. That's around $6,200 per pupil per year. But wealthier districts, some of them can spend upwards of $25,000 or more. So you can see there's a vast inequity in what we spend across the state on kids. The State Commission on School Funding Reform has met dozens of hours over the past 6 months or so, working on a new set of recommendations that are geared to making sure that schools get the amount of money they actually need for education.
And this is not the first commission to study this issue. What are you hoping from the lineup at this conference?
Well, mainly kind of an overview for everyone from school superintendents to school board members to interested members of the public. So we're going to do a survey overall. We'll start with Illinois K-12 funding in comparison to other states. Daniel Thatcher, who's with the National Conference of State Legislatures, will help us with that. He tracks statewide education funding trends across the country and Common Core state standards implementation and legislation. Then we'll have an presentation on the evidence-based model on school funding. That's by Ralph Martiri, who's the executive director for the Center for Budget and Tax Accountability. Ralph will outline his organization's analysis of the potential benefits of the evidence-based model, or EBM, school funding model under consideration by the commission. EBM is a series of steps designed to identify the levels of school funding needed to deliver an adequate education to students. We'll follow that by a panel discussion by members of the bipartisan commission. That'll include the Illinois Secretary of Education, Beth Purvis, State Senator Andy Menard, Democrat of Bunker Hill, Republican State Senator Jason Barrickman of Bloomington, Democratic State Senator Kimberly Lightford of Maywood, and Dr. Brent Clark, the Executive Director of the Illinois Association of School Administrators. We're still working on a noon hour event based on the new House Committee on School Funding Reform created last week by Speaker Madigan. We hope to have more on that shortly. Then we're going to kind of have a user's guide for budget development utilizing the EBM model. That's going to feature a panel of school superintendents led by Dr. Brent Clark. The purpose of that is to sort of give attendees the information they would need to develop their first year's budget if the state of Illinois actually goes through with using the evidence-based model.
So this is geared mainly toward local administrators, people really already involved in the educational process and funding process. Delio, there are registration information and there are continuing education credits for those administrators, correct?
Yes, this conference is free to attend and a complimentary continental breakfast and coffee will be available. Lunch will be available in the ballroom and there are also restaurants on the first floor of the Student Center. For more information and to register online, people can visit www.paulsimoninstitute.org or call Leslie Brock at SIU Conference and Scheduling Services at 618-536-7751 to complete the registration via phone as well. There are 5 hours of professional development hours available for school administrators and teachers, which is sponsored by our friends at SIU's Department of Continuing Education and Professional Development. And there are also 5 hours of continuing education units available for social workers and licensed counselors. This is sponsored by the Center for Rural Health and Social Service Development at the SIU School of Medicine. More information on the continuing education credits is also available at the website www.paulsimoninstitute.org.
And the whole thing runs from 8 till 3 that day.
Sure.
On March the 10th.
And, of course, you can get more information, as Delio and Jack have both said, at www.paulsimoninstitute.org. You can call 536-7751 for more information and to register. They can also call the Simon Institute, I assume?
Yes, indeed.
453-4009 for that information. With just about 30 seconds remaining, Jack, is there momentum on this? Is a change coming when it comes to school funding?
It may come very shortly because the school funding reform package is part of the grand bargain that's been negotiated by Senator Cullerton and Senator Redonio at the Capitol. It's all part of the so-called grand bargain, so we may see something very soon. The actual legislation is in bill form. It's just ready to be called.
All right. Jack and Delio, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.